Amazon is hiring near you. Earn up to $17.25 an hour. Start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all our roles and sites. And Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Learn more or find a job now at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome to the Team World Motivation Blog Talk Radio Show. We would like to kick off our motivation session with some affirmations, and after that, a good motivational mindset, destination motivation. Get up and get out and do something. Don't let the world pass you by. Hot topic of the day of breaking free from the influence of your tribe and loving the life you live and living the life you love. So let's start off with some affirmations. And good evening, my babies. I was just thinking about my young adolescents and young adults, teenagers, and whatnot in between. It's easier said than done when you're thinking about your tribe and loving the life you live. And the reason why is you've got to find your who, the what, the when, the where, the why, and finding the different four quadrants of your tribe and how that works together in influencing your beliefs, your values, and how your life goes daily in your routine. And part of that is loving the life you live and living the life you love. If you don't love the life you live, you're just not going to be living for that feeling and that motivated mindset to get where you want to go. And part of that is we're going to start with the affirmations, and then we'll work on the tribe, and we'll talk about that. And this is especially for my teenagers and my adolescents, young adults, my almost 30-somethings, but not even there yet, but you're young, and you're trying to figure out, what's my tribe? And part of that is helping you to maximize understanding the quadrants that are required of your tribe in order for you to be able to understand your beliefs and your values. And that all comes hand in hand in finding your tribe members lifelong. And as a young adult, teenager, or adolescent, you're kind of going through that stage of I'm learning and figuring out who's for me, who's against me, what do I believe, what are my values, what are my goals. So you're not quite an adult yet. But when you become a adult, or what I call in between, and you're really kind of not grown, but you're grown, but you're kind of like at that age, you're chargeable as an adult, but you really still are a baby. You don't really know everything that you need to know about life, so therefore you're still honing your tribe. By the time you're in your 30s, 30-somethings, late 30s, you should know what your tribe is, what your beliefs, your values, and things like that, and what you're planning to do in your life compass. Is this what we were talking about prior, about having your values and your goals and understanding all of these things, social, non-social, environmental, familial, work, money matters, and things like that. And those are things that you go into as you get to be an adult, where you have to go into finance, and finance does matter as long as your tribe and things like that, and what you're going to be doing with that tribe within your financial means and your area of echelon of people that you run with. So with that, the affirmations: I'm diligent, I'm sincere, I am quick-witted, I am proactive, I am ambitious, I am positive energy, I am agape love. I am transforming. I am creative. I am faithful in my growth. I am healing. I am classic. I am abundant. I am calm as I grow and I learn a stage of peace. I am an abundance mindset. I am respected. I am pioneering in my destination motivation, get up, get out, do something mindset, abundance mindset. I am somebody. I am going to be where I'm going to be. It's not where I'm at. It is where I am going to be. And in that, we're going to say, I am prepared for life. Okay, so With that, we've started with our abundance mindset, right? So we're already at the team world paradigms of I am, okay? And with that, I would like for some of you kiddos to learn I am mindset by picking up a testament or illuminations. The reason why I say this is a recommended books that you might want to start reading and learning the I am abundance mindset and enlighten yourself. Here's the reason why. As a child, you are learning how to navigate the world. Your parents are teaching you the paradigms and foundations of order and how life goes. And we've all lived at this since we were kids. So what we have to do is learn how to focus our enlightenment and learn how to illuminate into that and get into that abundance mindset. I am mindset. I am someone. I am growing. I am growing up. And I am growing from a child to a teenager to an adolescent to an adult. And with that, by the time you're at that age of 20-somethings, 30-somethings, you'll have the abundance mindset down pat. You'll have the illuminated feelings of light. And you'll feel like your life is heading towards loving the life you live and living the life you love. So with that, we're going to go over, when I talk about tribe, I'm referring to people such as family, friends, workmates, or as a child, adolescent, you're talking about your schoolmates, your high school friends, your buddies, your pals. If you're in college, your college mates. And, you know, if you've got a job where you're at 11th and 12th grade, you're kind of starting to get a tribe outside of school. Or, like, for middle schoolers, your tribe is your middle school friends and your family and other people in the neighborhoods and things like that. So you got to think. With my babies, you've got to learn who your tribe is early so you can start building foundations and paradigms of I am good tribe members as you grow up, because sometimes your best friends, your pals are going to be the people that you're going to go to school with, and then y'all branch off into your own world after college and things like that. Or if you don't go to college, if you go to military, it might be 6 degrees of separation, but still your tribe should be familiar and you all have the same abundance I am mindset. So with that, you have to figure out, and also your religious groups and your society as a whole, and what we're all influenced by, and it's from that tribe that you acquired your beliefs, values, and rules that you live by. And believe it or not, babies, and my young adults, my adolescents, or my 30-somethings, or under 30s, everyone has a story. Most people come by either dysfunctional families or functionally dysfunctional tribe members or people that they're around. You have to, for the most part, some people have not been taught how to create a life that they love. And your choices at this point is a reassessment of your entire life and how to choose beliefs, values, rules, and habits that will assist you in creating the life that you love. Even as a child, you have to find a way, my little babies that are growing, my little mini I-Amers, my little lights, I'm going to let it shine. You guys have to find a way to have good tribe members, even in middle school, you know, and then when you're going to high school, having good tribe members, not being influenced by dumb stuff. And you want your parents to be also leading you in that mantra and that mindset for you to understand that that starts off young. So if you start your foundation in what you call middle school, and then you're going out to high school, and then you're going out to college, or if you're going to military, if you're going to trade school, certificate school, your tribe sets the tone of who you are and your beliefs long term. And that is your legacy and of who you are. So later on, as you come into your 30-somethings and you're kind of real solid in your foundation, you really got to understand that it started when you were younger and as you get older and progress. So with that, you have to assess your entire life and choose those beliefs and the habits that assist you in creating a life that you love. But those beliefs, your beliefs are a direct result of conditioning. Until you have conscious choices as to whether or not they're valid or not to you, yourself, or your tribe. And with that, those belief systems absolutely are foundations and fundamentals of I am and paradigms of enlightenment. So when you pick up your testament and your illuminations, that should help piggyback onto that and help you build that foundation, because your testament, your illuminations do give you the foundational to enlightenment, but how you carry yourself and your beliefs and also the rules of engagement in your trying to go and grow and manifest and really become fine-tuned as an adult or as a young adolescent to an adult, you're going to need to know those things. And my babies that are young and you're still being molded and moldable by parents, your parents have to have that solid foundation and beliefs, and what they're teaching you sets the tone until you get to that point that you're conditioned to whether you believe what they're saying is valid or not. And as you go out in the world, if that's valid or not, and as you apply it as a young adult into a grown person, and you're already solid in your beliefs and foundations. So with that, whether or not those limiting beliefs are ones that make it hard for you or create a life that you really want. And the good news is that what happened in your past doesn't have to be part of your future, especially if you have a functionally dysfunctional background, or if you have a dysfunctional background, or if you have a fully functional background, but the teaching may not be everything you need for your foundation for enlightenment in your future. So part of that is conditioning and mind and brain training and mind body. And that's what I meant by connecting the dots, your life compass, and figuring out your values, your beliefs, and things like that. And it all starts out young. So with that, your future is shaped now, and that's very important by the choices that you make today, and also as you're raised. And those choices you make actually set the foundation pentameter of your abundance mindset and where you're trying to go in life. And part of that is understanding yourself and your beliefs and what you were raised with versus what do I settle with in my future, in my interim. So we're going to go over those things with your tribe in order to free yourself from the influence of your tribe, and also to be able to fine-tune all of these things before you get to the point of offboarding from what your tribe thinks, and you, and honing those beliefs and going forward in your abundance mindset. So ask yourself, do you love the life you live, or are you living the life you love? And all of that has to do with the four quadrants: your work, your relationships, your lifestyle, and money. And if you're not working and you're one of my babies and you're still under mommy and daddy's care, what your mom and dad do as a work life balance, and understanding not taking their work home to you and spreading it to you. So what we're going to work on the contrast of that is relationships, your lifestyle, and money, because you're probably getting your money from mommy and dad. So with that, you're probably going to be in the pentameter: am I saving my allowance? Am I making sure that I have a financial plan for my little budget each month that mommy and daddy are giving me money for my teenagers, young adults, and things like that? You're going to think more or less, are you saving for a rainy day? Are you actually saving for the time that you're going to need some money? Are you making sure that you're being consistent? Are you actually ducking and dodging people that you borrowed money from? Are you paying them back? Those are the things that you have to think about. And part of that is understanding, you know, am I living within my means? Am I living within my allowance? Am I living within my budget? So then you're going to the levels of, if you're a teenager, you're probably not working. And if you are working, are you enjoying the work that you have? Are you absolutely happy? Are you making it so that you're kind to others? Are you organized at work? Are you making it to work on time? Those are things that you teach a young baby who's going to learn how to work, and you're no longer a baby anymore, and you're like, mom, I want more money than what you're giving for allowance. You know what I mean? You want to go to the mall and you're just like, mom, I need money, mom, I need money. Or you're asking dad, look, break me off some, you know. And you got to think about this: mom and dad don't have money growing on trees, right? So you don't want mom and dad screaming at you, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, you need to get a job, blah, blah, blah. So by the time you're pulling your hair out screaming at them because you're like, mom, I need money, dad, I need money. By that time, mom and dad are like, you know what?
Finish him.
And then at that time, you're just figuring out whether you guys are going to go duke it out at that point. And I don't mean legitimately duking it out. I mean, you're literally having your parents sit down like Claire Huxtable and like Cliff Huxtable and explaining to you how money doesn't grow on trees. So they're writing down how many ways they cannot give you this for this. You need to get a job. So you're writing this down, right? So at that time, you've already argued that you need the money. Mom and dad are arguing that you need to get a job. So you're going to figure out how to balance out your work-life balance and your school studying, and keeping up with what you're supposed to be doing. Then on top of that, making sure you're not failing in school. And then you're also on top of that, having to make sure that you're understanding how to be a good citizen at work and having good morale at work and, you know, minding your manners, watching your mouth, doing those different things and learning how to do these foundations early help you when you become a young adult and then at the latter as an adult and learning how to work in a work environment so you're not feeling some type of animosity, hostility at your job. And part of that is learning how to do that as a young adolescent and a child and then growing yourself up and learning as a young adult. Nobody's going to baby you anymore and you legitimately have to clock into a job and you're just like, yo, you know, are you happy with what you're doing? Are you appreciated at work? Are you kind to others? Are you having a good social rapport in your work culture? And in that meaning that you've got to understand that there is a cult in a culture at work. You've got to have a good environment, good rapport with your boss. Your boss, vice versa, has to be a good, mindful boss and be present and understand how to strategically manage you. And as you young adolescents get your first jobs, you have to learn the foundations of that and abundance mindset, how to budget your money and how to absolutely be good, a good citizen at work. And that takes time. And that's also foundations of I am and paradigms of understanding that abundance mindset in order for your finances to be right, to make sure that you're not worrying about money. Do you have living expenses? Do you have different things to help mom and dad out who are giving you money like an ATM and they're finally tired of it and they're like, look, bro, look, sis, you need to get a job, you know? You know what I'm saying? So at this point, you're thinking also with relationships, your social relationships with my babies, my teenagers, my young adults. The reason why I always hone in on this as mostly important for you is that if you don't set the foundation of good relationships or good rapport or understanding how to deal with bad things early, it sets the psychological foundation of how you handle things in the future as an adult. And you want to be a functional adult. You do not want to be a dysfunctional adult trying to do adult things and you're still with the mindset of a child. And that is not healthy. So psychologically, we have to get you into enlightenment and the paradigms of I am and finding a way to illuminate the good parts and finding ways to conflict resolute and diplomatically work with people in your relationships. So are your relationships, do I get along well with others? Do I get along well with my workmates? Do I get along with my family? Mom and dad, do you have a good relationship with them? This is what I meant by functionally dysfunctional or dysfunctional or functional, and it may not still be what you need in the latter interim of finding what's going to work for you as a young adult or a teenager and trying to get where you want to get in life. And as an adult, you really need to have this down pat because you don't want to carry those toxic things that you may be doing already. So with that, make sure there's no one you dread working with or being around, because you know we all get that feeling, knee-jerk reaction when we're dealing with some people who absolutely grate our nerves and you're just like, oh my freaking my Lanta. Or you're just feeling some type of way like, God, this person gets on my nerves. And as a teenager, you know, you have to pick and choose and make sure the people you're around are absolutely helping you mindset develop, not creating the stress in you, but they're creating the levels of building you up, not breaking you down. And as a young adolescent, y'all are more affected by social media and how to get along, to go along, to get along, and your peers as well. So peer pressure is really real, and it's not easy for teenagers, adolescents, young adults, especially if you're dealing with real-time situations. And if it ends up on the internet, it's hard to erase. So you just want to get to being a good global citizen and understanding that, and in the I am abundance mindset, how you're going to treat others is how you set the tone, how you treat yourself, and your tribe understands how to treat you by how you treat yourself, and then also how others treat you. So those are part of the things like that. And then making sure you're not criticizing others, making sure that you can talk about your feelings and feel comfortable in doing so. And that sets the foundation in a functional family versus a dysfunctional family. Or if outside of family, if you're having a work environment and you're starting your first job, having a functional good rapport with your boss and also the people you work with, your coworkers. And then do you have people that you can talk to that you can trust? And then on top of that, have you forgiven those that have hurt you or offended you? Or if you're the one who's doing the offending, are you actually maintaining relationships in a good manner? And then we move on to lifestyle. as an adolescent teenager, you guys are in peer pressure stage and mode and doing a lot of things. Some that you may not supposed to be doing, and your mom and daddy are like, you shouldn't be doing that. That's not something I want you to do. You know, I didn't teach you to do that, you know. At that point, the kid's like, you know what, Timmy, turn up. Or like, mom, dad, like, chill. And at that point, you're just like, what do you mean, chill, as a parent? And then, you know, you have to think, you were a kid before as a parent. And parents, I'm giving you this sage advice. You know, I hate to tell y'all. Pick and choose your battle with Timmy and Tammy Turnup, because Timmy and Tammy Turnup are going to give you the issue you're looking for. So, as a parent, write down the battles that you're going to choose with Timmy and Tammy Turnup. So you don't end up at a point of this.
Finish him.
Or finish her. You know, and you don't want to do that. So start writing it down. When we're talking about adolescent use of drugs, alcohol, or smoking cigarettes, or picking up bad habits early in life, you kind of want to make sure your kids are understanding what your ground rules and foundation are. You kiddos, do not drink, do not do drugs, do not drink alcohol. If you're going to smoke, wait till you're of age to do so, and you're out mommy and daddy's house, or drinking out mommy and daddy's house at a legal age. Please and thank you. So mommy and daddy don't have a battle with you and epically want to go in on you about it. But as a parent, I tell my parents, your kids are going to make mistakes. You have to learn how to navigate that and find a way to talk to them decently and not get to a level of dysfunction with them and fussing and fighting and arguing. Again, pick and choose your battles before you end up pulling your hair out. And I hate to say it. It's like that as a parent, but you love your kiddos, your babies, and they're always going to be your baby, no matter what. So with that, make sure with your children and with you adolescents, you young adults, make sure that you're looking after yourself and then your environment is the way you like it. And then make sure you look the way you want to look. Make sure your appearance is good. Make sure your social relationships are good. Make sure that, like, whatever you do online stays there. Be careful what you do. And don't upload anything embarrassing that you'll have to go back and clean up. Then on top of that, you know, making sure you're in good health, making sure you're taking time to have fun, and also having leisure time and factoring in study time, kids. Study. And then on top of that, making sure your hobbies are good and they're not detrimental to your emotional health, mental health, or your parents' health. Think about it before you do it, before mommy and daddy find out that hobby is not so great. So, then also think about giving back to your community. As children, it's good to volunteer. It's good to get out in your community and meet other people and build a better tribe. Because sometimes mommy and daddy might not like your friends. So, then on top of that, make sure you respect your parents. If they see something in your friends or people that you're socializing with and they say something, listen to them. Most of the time, they've been at where you're at, kiddo. Or they're like, oh, you know what? When I was a teenager, you know, back in my day, you know how you kids like to go insult us parents? And you're just at that point as a parent, you're like, okay, well, yeah, it is kind of back in my day. And I am kind of old as dirt, you know? So by the time you figure out your oldest Jesus walk and you're trying to tell your kid, find a healthy balance in discussing with your kids. Okay, don't be around so-and-so because we don't like them and I don't want to have to Uncle Phil them out my door. Don't let them come back, here. So then you think of, like, you know, holidays and are you being yourself? So we're going to move into the next part of this, and I think it's pretty cool that you have to break free from the influence of your tribe. To create a life that you love, you need to break free from the influence of your tribe or your social tribe and things like that. To do this, you need to separate emotionally from it and be logical and practical in your thinking. And as a teenager, young adult, or adolescent, or my babies that are just learning, you really have to get to a point that you necessarily have to mean leaving the tribe separate and adjacently separating your emotional and from your logic and to free to make your own decisions based on who you are and what you want from life and what you believe in, not based on what you're told or what others think of you. And you have to make sure in the time of being a teenager, adolescent, young adult, that you don't always value what other people think and people's comments negatively or things like your appearance and things like that. You're going through that stage of figuring out if you're going to be, you know, top model or if you're going to be like, you know, emo, or if you're going to be at that point of, you know, you're just in between and you're just going along to get along and you're not really into the fads and things like that. That's part of being an adolescent. And, you know, middle school is that age where it's teenage angst and you're just kind of like, and you're fighting with everything within your capacity mentally and emotionally, how to be yourself and figure out how not to socially have faux pas that you can't come back from. And with the internet this day and age, it's not easy because everything goes on the internet. Your friends are just bad sometimes and they'll upload crap about you and you're just like, oh my God, Becky, you know, oh my God. And then by the time you're just really ready to go after them, and then you just think to yourself as a teenager, you know, the best thing to do is not get it caught and somebody uploading what you've done. Try to have a good relationship with all your friends and have a set boundary about that so they know not to do certain things like that to you. Then figure out to discover how much your choices are influenced by what others say. Think of these things that you may be doing. Do I get upset when someone comments negatively on my appearance? Yes or no? Do I feel upset when others criticize me? Do I try to go out my way to impress others? Or do I acknowledge that I might feel upset when somebody does something? Do I value what they think more than I think I do? Then say yes or no. Then do you try your best to understand when I don't receive acknowledgement, do I feel upset? Do you feel invisible? Do you feel not seen? Do you feel not heard? Part of that is in adolescence hard to deal with because you do not get seen sometimes. Sometimes you do not get heard, but you got to emotionally find a way to balance all of that and be okay with it. And then on top of that, do you, as a parent, do you brag about your children's intelligence or do you overdo it about what you're doing for your children or do you underdo it? Do you underpraise your children? Do you not acknowledge things about them that make them feel good? Because that goes hand in hand with good parenting, and these are packages that we have, is that you have to learn how to praise your children and also praise your children in public, but not overdo it, but be honest with yourself about your children. And then with my babies, my adolescents, my young adults, understanding that praise is okay, criticism is okay, as long as it's not detrimental, emotionally deprecating to you and your growth. And do you worry about how you look to others? Are you feeling like you're successful as you are and as I am going to be? And that's the abundance mindset and also abundance mentality and also elevating to a level of light, an illuminated light within about yourself and having that good mindset that I am somebody. I am capable. I am this individual that will grow to be somebody great someday. And that's part of those paradigms of my many I Amers and the people that I like to say that are going to grow in their foundations and their foundational order and their illuminated light that's within, that's already there when you're born, but you got to hone that. Then on top of that, do you worry about how you look and do you conform? Are you always going along to get along, or are you sometimes taking a stand in your beliefs and your foundations, your principles? That sets the tone about that. Then we are all influenced by others to some extent. However, it's important that you take note of what's really important to you. When you know this, you can make your choices based on your desires and needs and not on what other people think of you. And that's part of peer pressure and influencing and things like that. As a young adult, adolescent, teenager, you guys go through it too tough at that point in time. And it's not easy for a teenager to navigate that without parental guidance or other tribe members of your societal environment who help you. So it's each one, reach one, teach one. And then getting that child, adolescent, young adult to be able to function without mommy and daddy who are always coddling you. But when you get pushed out, you don't go and out on a limb and then you end up crashing and burning, you know, and coming back home because mommy and daddy are ready for you to go out again. So, no, we always welcome our kids home, but we want you to be able to fly so you don't constantly get skid marks or scrapes across the ground when you hit the ground and you're just like, Mom, Dad! So at that point in time, you want to be able to get your beliefs to create the life you really desire, and you need to reevaluate your beliefs and values and rules, because the state of every area of your life, your health, your relationships, your finances, and are a reflection of your beliefs and your societal environmental influences. Then from there, you need to be able to say we all set beliefs about ourselves and our values mostly resulted from our childhood conditioning. For instance, as you were growing up, you may have been told you were clever or even bad things like selfish, hard to get along with, or easy to get along with, or lovable or hard to love. These labels are not who you are unless you choose to believe them. Being called stupid does not make you stupid. It just tells you something about the person who's calling you stupid. And it says a lot when you use self-deprecating things and call names a name call. There are certain things as, you know, having a good conversation without name calling or saying things to the pentameter that somebody's feelings get hurt. And as parents, we have to be careful of that when we're being blunt with our children. And also as young adults and adolescents, our babies, and how you talk to your parents and how you make them feel. Think about that. So in that, you also have to think as a child. You may also make judgments by observing the world around you and how close to you respond to life's challenges. And as an adult, you are better able to emotionally be able to navigate that unless you are an adult who's gone through levels of trauma and damage as a child, and that affects you as an adult, how you emotionally respond. So those are things that we talk about in our domestic violence programs and things like that, and also when we're dealing with family coaching and things like that with TeamWorld.online. So with that, we're also figuring out how you are responsible with that, being mindful and being present of that, and how you will be observed, how your family achieved their goals, and whether they struggled or achieved their desires, and emotionally, how they achieved different things, or how they achieved their outcomes in talking with you. And part of that is not making you scream and trying to raise you, or cause you levels of writing things down that you found that weren't great, and you're sitting at a shrink's office. And as you're writing those things down, you're figuring out, how do I have my belief systems? Are they things that I value that I need to bring forward later on in life? Or is it things that I need to drop and I need to go into my paradigms of I am abundance mindset and paradigms of illuminated light and infused enlightenment, as to your values and beliefs may not be the same as you grow forward and grow forward. So in that, you know, how you choose to respond to life's challenges set the tone of loving the life you live and living the life you love. So with that, and in those observations, have you had profound influence in your life and the choices that you make today? Or as you go forward as a young adult and, you know, as you create your legacy long term in loving the life you live and living the life you love. So with that, you know, you have to figure out, are you aware of the beliefs that may be limiting? And with that, yes or no. And then ask yourself, how do I talk to myself? How do I reasonably talk to myself at all? Do I literally do abundance mindset talking to myself? Or am I absolutely finding a way for me to live my life in the best pentameter? Am I finding a way to making sure that I'm living that abundance mindset and absolutely growing with that get up, get out, do something, don't let the world pass you by? And then looking at your testament and looking at your illumination, seeing those different things, enlightening yourself and building yourself up. So with that, are you self-deprecating, calling yourself stupid? Are you saying, I'd make dramatic change in my life if I knew I could have everything I wanted, but is it being influenced by what people are telling you you should be doing or not doing? Then on top of that, are you working hard at trying to achieve those things without major influence, unless you need it by your elders or people like your parents who are going to be able to guide you and you go to them for advice? And then from there, do you feel powerful or do you feel powerless? Are you succeeding with your money, mindfulness, and are you making sure that you're setting the foundation as an adult, how you work with money, and whether or not your money matters? Like, we offer these services through Don Diva Credit Repair for you young adults who are going into your 20s, 20-something, where you're making most of the mistakes that will cost you later, that you have to start using these services and things like that. So, again, are you learning how to experience tough times in order to be really successful and resilient and getting up, falling down 7 and getting up 8 and being resilient in that, and emotionally, cognitively checking in and connecting the dots to that? Like, that's what we were talking about, mind, body, and connecting the dots. And then once you total those things up, you should change your limiting beliefs by acting at your chosen value. And this is covered in those rules of engagement and, you know, how you are as a person and, you know, if you have good or bad habits and things like that. So I'm hoping that will help you. And then next week we'll go into a exercise on how that works and observing ways which you are bounded to your tribe and making sure your tribe is absolutely putting and breathing life into you, not energy zappers, and that they're absolutely helping you coordinate those different things so that you're living up to your expectations and you're not living up to others' expectations, but you're setting a standard of living in order to feel successful in an I am abundance mindset. So I'm going to take you out of here with some good music, and then thank you for attending this session, and we'll see you next time at Team World Online. Thank you for attending.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites, and Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.